Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while there's all this back and forth on Trump, and there's been a lot of January 6th committee hearings, and should Trump run again, should he not run again, and, you know, what about Ivanka, his daughter, should his daughter go into politics? Not much is ever really talked about Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He's there, got some cute kids, married to his wife, I think, now since 2009. He looks very, very young, but we really haven't heard much. Well, now we are, as he published a memoir, or is publishing a memoir that's going to be due, or that's going to be, I guess, out and available in August. It's called Breaking History, a White House Memoir. And he reveals that while he was working for President Trump, he actually was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and treated for thyroid cancer. Nobody knew. Nobody talked about it. Wasn't the news. He really knows how to kind of stay out of the spotlight. And so apparently he described he was tested at Walter Reed in October of 2019, and White House physician Dr. Sean Conley told him he had thyroid cancer. So he had to pick a time to do it. This was, I guess, in October. So they moved the surgery to right before Thanksgiving, the week before, so that he could then miss as little work as possible. Well, that's what I did. I did my hysterectomy the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so I was able to go back to work on Monday. I'm amazed I was able. In fact, actually, I went back to work on Friday. I saw patients on Friday because I didn't need any pain medication. I felt great. So it was, that was a hysterectomy. Thyroid cancer, I think, can be a little bit more involved for some. So this is an excerpt from his upcoming memoir. It was given to the New York Times. And he describes how he was informed of his thyroid cancer diagnosis in October 2019 while taking part in negotiations with China over a trade deal. He wanted to make sure a few confidants knew, but no more than that. He said, please don't tell anyone, especially my wife or my father-in-law. That's what he told White House physician Sean Conley after his diagnosis. He says this is a personal problem and not for public consumption. He described the ordeal in his memoir that's going to be published August 3rd, 23rd. And then he said he did share the news with his wife, two of his kids, Cassidy and Avi, and then White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. He was diagnosed early enough where they could treat it. And thyroid cancer is treatable. If you catch it early enough, it is. It's not the easiest treatment, but you don't have to necessarily lose your hair and go through all the sort of chemo and things that a lot of times we could do this with surgery, radiation, and other means. So the surgery was going to take place right before Thanksgiving. He said that way I would miss the least amount of time in the office. My absence might even go unnoticed, and that's how I wanted it. This is a personal problem and not for public consumption, which I agree. So interestingly, he had said that he didn't want the president to know about it just yet. But he said one day before scheduled therapy, his surgery, Trump called him to the Oval Office and asked if he was nervous about the procedure. This is father-in-law. Tough having a father-in-law, you know, like Trump. Pretty intimidating. Kushner said, asked the former president how he knew about it, to which Trump replied, I'm the president. I know everything. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second. Did the doctor violate HIPAA? He probably heard from his wife. His wife probably knew he was having surgery the next day, so he probably heard from his wife. According to Kushner, Trump added, I understand that you want to keep these things quiet. I like to keep things like this to myself as well. You'll be just fine. Don't worry about anything with work. We have everything covered here. Kushner described concentrating on work and trying not to think about the upcoming surgery or the unwanted growth in his body. When I did think about it, I reminded myself that it was in the hands of God and the doctors, and whatever happened was out of my control. At moments, I caught myself wondering whether I would need extensive treatment. Well, he seemed to handle it really, really well. But thyroid cancer is not pretty. And it affects, according to American Cancer Society, 43,800 new cases are expected to be diagnosed this year. 11,800 in men, 31,900 in women. It seems to be three times more common in women than men. 2,200 people will die from thyroid cancer. It's a small amount compared to other things, but it can still be fatal. 14.6 per 100,000 individuals could develop thyroid cancer. Genetics, radiation, obesity, low iodine diets, those are risk factors for thyroid cancer. And so a lot of people are like, oh man, I have a thyroid issue, I have low thyroid. We don't believe low thyroid puts you at risk. But the one thing I do urge anybody with a thyroid condition is to get an ultrasound of that thyroid. Because I don't know if you guys know, I'm the thyroid stalker. So as if I'm watching a movie or watching TV and somebody's thyroid looks big, I try to reach out to them. If I can't reach out to them, I post something, so hopefully the publicist could hear about it and then get them checked out. So there are multiple stars that have had thyroid struggles. Oprah, Kelly Clarkson, Gigi Hadid, Gina Rodriguez, Wendy Williams, Sophie Vergara from Modern Family, she actually had thyroid cancer. So did Rod Stewart, Roger Ebert, Angie Everhart, Katie Sackhoff. These are people who had actual, I believe, thyroid cancer that was treated. But I think there's a lot of people that might have thyroid issues that just have not been diagnosed. And I've been watching Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sometimes her eyes seem to look a little wide, like with exophthalmos. Her neck might have a little asymmetry, so I think she should get checked out. Zolo Mariduena from Cobra Kai, he plays Miguel. His thyroid looks enlarged. Ryan Eggold from The Manifest, he also has a enlarged thyroid. Prince Harry has a huge goiter. Now, I don't know if it's a thyroid issue. Not all goiters mean thyroid cancer, but he has a huge, huge neck mass where his thyroid is. He has got to get that checked out. Faith Hill's thyroid looks a little off to me. Scarlett Johansson, Tammy Bruce, Drew Barrymore, Michael Fassbender. Oh, he's handsome. Viggo Mortensen, his neck looks a little different. Amy Schumer, Lizzo, Beyonce, Kristen Bell, Amber Heard, Rachel Maddow, Andrew Garfield, John Cena. A lot of people need to get themselves checked out. Candace Owen, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Brittany Griner. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't realize that I post a lot of stuff on social media. And one of you had asked me, how come I'm not posting any more Walmart pictures? Every time I go out of town, I'm always out of Walmart. I forgot I did that. I really forgot I did that. I would always go to Walmart, stop there. And the reason why I would go to Walmart when I was out of town is because if I needed to buy another bra, right, or I needed to buy tampons or whatever, I didn't want to do that in front of other people because people know me where I live. So we're driving to L.A., I'd stop by maybe in the Rancho Cucamonga one and go, okay, you know, this is a good place to buy some tampons or whatever. And not that I needed them, it's just so we'd always go to Walmart. And then I'm like, okay, hey, everybody, I'm at Walmart.
And, yeah, I lived at Walmart. I lived at Walmart for years. I stopped going to Walmart. Not that I have any problem with Walmart. I think they're fine. But with the pandemic, I bought on Amazon. I really was not a big online purchaser. I never wanted my credit card online. I mean, a lot of us Gen Xers were like, wait a second, you don't get into a car with a stranger, so why are you Ubering, right? You don't put your money or credit card information online and your house where you live. So a random person is going to go to your house. Why would I? But so it took a while for me to get used to that. But with the pandemic, I'm like, well, you know, I think it's time. I will. And I'm home for deliveries. That was another big thing. I was never home. My husband wasn't home. The kids weren't home. Who was going to accept the delivery then? So we, you know, switched things around a little bit, and I started buying my toilet paper and my toothpaste. And my, I still have plenty of bras. I didn't realize that, you know, bras can last a long time. So I haven't bought a new bra now, you know, for the past 3-4 years. But sadly, no, I really haven't done much with Walmart. I'd like to. I mean, you know, it's a good store, and but man, I, you know, so they lost my revenue. Well, apparently, you know, I'm not the only one. We're being told that Walmart shares fell by 10% today. Shares are still down. In fact, I'm going to look it up in a little bit. And it's because they had said on Monday that their full-year profit is going to decline 11 to 13%, greater than 1% of the previous forecast. Now, the Biden administration is saying there's no recession. There's no recession, even if the report on Thursday says that, you know, the economy has shrunk and, you know, we're having some issues. Everything is good. Everybody's happy. And we still have job growth. And because, again, and I disagree with the Biden administration with that, because once you kick everybody off the boat saying you can't work, and then you throw them the lifeboats and the life jackets saying, okay, now you can come back on the boat, you can't take credit necessarily for that, especially if a lot of Democratic governors were the ones that stopped everybody from working. But if Walmart is saying, we have an issue, then that to me is a very good sign. I sold my Walmart stock. I sold it a few months ago, and it ended up dropping pretty badly. I think it's going to go up during the recession, but now shares have dropped. They've lost about $36 billion because their market value has been dropping, and they say that their full-year profit is going to decline 11 to 13% compared to the 1% fall it previously forecasted. The behavior is forcing the nation's largest retailer based in Bentonville, Arkansas, to step up discounts on general merchandise items like home furnishings, economics, electronics. They need to move inventory. They also pledged to cut prices of clothing. Oh, then maybe we'll get another bra. And general merchandise more aggressively. Yeah, I'm a box bra buyer. Okay, so here's the thing. Can I talk about the bras? Can I talk about the bras for a second here? Listen, Fredericks of Hollywood has some pretty cool stuff, even though I think most of the stores have been shuttered. Victoria's Secret has some beautiful things. But when you're double D, you don't look like the A or B cup, not, I don't want to say models, but the mannequins. So if I walk into a Victoria's Secret and I go, I want that, I'll look so good in that. When I go into the dressing room, it's like, no, those bras look good for smaller-breasted women. So I need to wear the bras that are, you know, the 24-hour Playtex, bulletproof, multiple strap, you know, I don't know, stainless steel suspension bras. And you really don't get those in the fancy, girly, cute places. I could get them at Walmart. So that's good. All right, so I'll be able to get a bra. Yeah, I know. I feel sorry for my husband, too. So excluding divestitures, full-year earnings per share are expected to drop 10 to 12%. Shares of rivals like Target and Amazon also tanked after Walmart's warning. It signaled a proverbial train wreck for retailers. According to Bert Flinger, Flinginger, Managing Director of Strategic Resource Group. So I bring this up Because you would think that a place like Walmart or Target would actually now be gearing up for, okay, we are the ones that are going to now benefit when there is a recession. Because you could buy cheaper things. But COVID really screwed up the going into a store mentality. I mean, we used to go into Walmart for the air conditioning. It's hot, let's walk around Walmart. Kids are like, can I get a toy? A small one. Very tiny. Would walk around, would whatever, would kill a couple hours, they'd get a small little toy, and I'm like, but you gotta do this, 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 and this at home. You know, come back, do some chores. It was, I mean, now, we're not leaving the house. There's crime, gas is expensive, and products are more expensive. U.S. inflation has accelerated to 9.1%, the highest since 1981. Even though gas prices are going down, thank God, still things are very expensive, and gas is still pricey. So, Target stock went down. Even Amazon stock has gone down. Now, keep in mind, you know, the Amazon Prime, you know, they have their deals. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I think a lot of people are saving money. Things are just too expensive. We are going to be seeing a bump for Christmas sales. Like I said, guys, this is what I would do if I were you. All right, there are going to be some desperate retailers out there. And as they said, Walmart is going to be cutting some of their costs. There's going to be some sales. If I were you, Christmas shop over the next month or two. And try to find some deals because there's going to be back to school shopping. But a lot of the things that you think you need, you know, for Christmas and all that, and those things, I think those prices are going to go up Christmas time because they know that they have a very committed audience. So I would just be on the lookout. And if there's something you think you want to buy, do some price shopping. I go to Google, and then I hit the shopping thing, and then look and see, you know, which is cheaper. But as retailers are losing stock and there's going to be this fear of a recession, they are going to be having supply that they're going to need to unload. And some of those supplies might be some really good presents. That's the other thing, too. A lot of people think, well, a present has to be something that is, you know, exciting and cute. You know what I do for young moms as a present? I like diaper towers. Where I get the newborn, then I get the ones, the two, three, fours, and I can make a tower. You walk in with a big, huge tower, and it's diapers. Now, mind you, diapers are expensive now, but, man, they appreciate that because they're going to need it. Or I'll one of my friend's sons, whenever I see him, I just get him groceries. I'll get him, like, some groceries, get him things for the house, Glad bags, aluminum foil, paper towel, and I make, like, this big little care package that has all sorts of goodies that have, and then, of course, some treats. And then, boom, that's better than buying a video game or something like that. So for those of you that are, you know, thinking, you know, what do I do for gifts? Sometimes that's exactly what you could do. You could just buy a whole bunch of things that they need around the house that I mean, it might not be the most exciting, but it's things they could use. Gift cards are also fantastic. All right. If you're like, look, I don't want to buy something and then spend, you know, an extra $5-$10 because of inflation. Well, if you only want to spend $50, then only spend $50. Give them a $50 gift card. If you only want to spend a $5 Starbucks gift card, that also seems to work. So supply chain snafus, miscalculations around demand, there's been issues. In May, Walmart said it was sitting on over $60 billion of inventory at the end of first quarter and promised aggressive price cuts. That'd be pretty good. So they might do more price cuts. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, delivering remarks at the Young Americas Foundation's 44th Annual National Conservative Student Conference. While addressing the audience, the former VP shares his thoughts about freedom and what he believes is occurring within the nation.
The ruling elites here in Washington and all across this country have never been more out of touch with the values of everyday Americans, but never more intent on imposing their agenda on each and every one of us.
Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump also in Washington, D.C., the former president speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Lottery fever hitting the nation with tonight's Mega Millions jackpot worth $810 million. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So moms need to get a clue when it comes to social media and their babies. And I get, we want everybody to see the new person in our lives. We want to capture these moments. I posted pictures of my kids on social media, and I'm glad I did because I had lost a lot of their pictures. I don't know where their pictures went. We had hard drives. We didn't have Google Cloud at the time, so I don't know where the hard drives are. We had pictures on phones. Then the phones died, and I just did a very, very bad job once we started to have these digital pictures. And whatever I uploaded to Facebook is still there, so I can at least, you know, see some of these older memories with the kids. And so, and I told you guys that's what I was using Facebook for and things like that. But I wouldn't do any embarrassing ones, you know, where they're in the shower or they're naked or things like that, because you got some real weirdos out there. Well, apparently, you have some moms that are taking it a step further. They, I think, want their kids to be movie stars. And they think their kid is so adorable that they promote them online. And it ends up garnering a audience and a fan base. And it's not a fan base that thinks, oh, you know, this child is cute. It's a fan base of some pedophiles. Plus, we've seen kids, especially kids that get some fame, are in Hollywood and go through all that, maybe not originally by their choice, end up really having some emotional struggles later if they don't have that fame. And these kids, these babies, these young girls, and young boys are just too young to be able to do that. You know, I had to have big discussions with my boys about whatever fame I have and how much it bothers them and privacy and things like that. And we've had talks that I've had to honor their privacy. Other things are like, okay, go ahead and post. It's okay, you can post. Because, you know, now they're starting to get a little bit more involved in social media and all that. But, you know, whatever mom does is mom. You know, I'd like to, you know, not have everybody go, oh, you're Dahlia's kid, you're Dahlia's kid, you're Dahlia's kid. Yeah, it might help sometimes, but for the most part, they want to have their own identity, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Let them make their own, you know, why should their identity be a tushy video in a bathtub? No, their identity might be them, you know, in their, you know, sunglasses and, you know, leather jacket and looking all cool, and, you know, who knows what they're doing. Yeah, leather jackets are back. So moms on TikTok are removing their pictures of their children after raising concerns about where the footage is going to end up. Parents of young toddlers are concerned about the amount of videos of the youngsters that are being saved by potential pedophiles online. They're urging everybody to be more careful. The movement was sparked after the mothers spotted a worrying trend with TikTok's quote-unquote most popular three-year-old girl, Ren Eleanor. Ren, whose mom, Jacqueline, has posted photos and videos of her on the social media site since she was born, has more than 17 million followers on the platform. Her account features hundreds of innocent videos of the blonde toddler playing, enjoying days out. And then there were pictures of her in the bath, holding tampons. And Jacqueline, the mom, began receiving an onslaught of abuse after online sleuths pointed out that, you know, hundreds and thousands of people are saving these pictures of her daughter in a bubble bath. Okay, that could put her daughter at risk. Her daughter's not asking for this. TikTok allows users to save content that they like to their accounts. Some mothers, however, warn the feature is being used as a catalog for pedophiles to share images of children. Not to mention, these people can do screenshots. Even if they don't actively have Twitter, even if they don't actively have Instagram saved before them, they can do screenshots. And the girl is adorable. She could probably be in movies. She could probably act. She can. So I get how her mom probably is like, okay, wait a second. We could capitalize on this. You know, whatever. I have the cutest daughter in the world. It brings us some fame. What's it doing to her daughter? Now, Jacqueline did delete the videos from her account that received the most backlash. And mothers are turning out to the account, accusing her of knowingly exposing her daughter to pedophiles and predators, sharing videos with the tag Save Ren, Protect the Children. These vigilante mothers have also claimed that Jacqueline is deliberately ignoring concerns because she receives payment for advertisements with her daughter from brands like Shine and Kohl's. So now we have this Save the Children and Save Ren and all sorts of other things, and this is interesting. It's definitely a discussion that I think a lot of new parents and parents have. You know, my brother and his wife had a child a little while back. We don't post her picture. They are not ready for her to be, you know, camera ready. And I don't blame them. I really admire that, you know? Meanwhile, all my friends, they have pictures of their kids, their nieces, nephews. Some of them are grandparents now. So they're posting their little grandbaby. And it is so cute. It is so cute. But just, be careful. You know, we are, this idea of privacy has just completely gone out the window. And we have predators. We have sex traffickers. When you have a toddler wearing a cropped orange shirt or nude in a bubble bath or whatever, and I haven't seen the pictures, don't you think bad individuals out there are searching? I have creeps search my stuff, reach out to me all the time, and I have to block them. And I am, I'm old. I'm middle, above middle age. I think I'm allowed to say that. Maybe I'm just middle age. I think I'm almost starting to be above middle age. They're not cool. Not cool. And so if I see the creeps at my age, what do you think they're doing with a young, pretty girl that they're seeing? And there are people that are enthralled with pediatrics. They're pedophilia. They're not pediatrics medical, but in terms of the pediatric population. In fact, this is interesting. We're being told a daycare owner, a 50-year-old woman, Shantari Weems, shot her husband James on Thursday in D.C. because he was under investigation for allegedly molesting three girls at his wife's daycare center. I believe he was supposed to be, that's his wife, that's her husband. And they were in a staycation at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. An argument erupted. And she wounded him but didn't kill him. But she shot him in the head. He was arrested, taken to the hospital. But that whole incident was because he was accused of messing with kids. I don't understand the draw, but these people are wacko and they have, you know, people convicted of it, they're complete, they have something wrong with them. So be careful. Posting kids, posting, and even little boys. The traffic market, the sex trafficking market is bigger than we could even imagine. And this is how they, you know, when you put these digital footprints on there, they know where you are. They know where you are at any time. They could find out, they could tell from the background where these kids are. They could get ideas. They could tell by the sun and the shadows what time of day. And so you're really putting yourself, your child at risk, and the children aren't asking for this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when I was little, my mom took me, we went to an agency. We got some pictures. My mom thought that, you know, we could be in the movies and all that. And I was too stupid. I was 3 years old. I was given a phone to hold, and I was sucking on the phone. I was given a microphone, and I sucked on the microphone. They couldn't use me. I was too dumb. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember I told you it seemed like a couple weeks ago that the numbers of monkeypox cases were going up 100 a day? And again, I told you that's an underreporting. We're just now starting to get our acts together with how to test and how to log the numbers and get people treated and get people in, especially as COVID numbers are going to hopefully go down soon. So you're going to almost start seeing the numbers go up 1,000 a day. So yesterday we were at 2,800. Right? Now we're, well, you know what though? Here's the problem. That 2,800 number I saw Friday night. So I think there was a delay. So this morning we're being told we're already at 3,400. Which is 600 more than the previous logging. But I think we're going to slowly start to see about 1,000 a day. I don't want to see that much. But now they're saying America is going to have the biggest monkeypox outbreak in the world within days. Cases in the U.S. surging to close to 3,500. It's about one case per 100,000 people. Spain is still, I believe, the most, the highest tally. They have about 3,500 over the last few days. They have about 7 in every 100,000 cases. But it's definitely bringing a lot of questions as to where this came from, why. It usually doesn't happen in these parts of the world. You know, why is it predominantly in men who have sex with men? Although we do have a couple pediatric cases that have been reported from Dr. Rochelle Walensky of the CDC and 8 cisgender women. That can actually now be different. There might even be more now. And so we're still trying to grapple and figuring out what it is, you know, what's going on. But the U.S. is now able to carry out more tests. And we believe we could do so at a faster rate than Europe. So now we have the ability to do 10,000 to 80 swabs per week. So now that we're testing more, yeah, we're going to have more numbers. Dr. Bill Hanang, an epidemiologist at Harvard University, warned that it was reasonable to suggest America's cases tally would outpace those in other nations. He said the surge was in part down to the surge in testing, which was detecting monkeypox in areas that had previously spread under the radar. 2 children, one from California, one that was transiting through D.C., had tested positive. The infant was the one going through D.C., caught monkeypox. From what we understand, the kids are good. They were associated with, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, of the gay community. No deaths thus far have been registered, but we have had several patients hospitalized. All we could really do is treat them from a smallpox standpoint. Smallpox vaccine, medications we use for smallpox, and supportive measures. So when they say, well, the U.S. soon have the worst outbreak, all that means is, yeah, we're going to probably surpass other countries because now we're finally getting our acts together with the testing. Also, those people that don't have mild cases, I don't think are going to hide them at home. You know, over the past month, everybody could say, I have COVID. So I'm not going into work, I have COVID. And if they do have spots, they can hope that they resolve, don't scar, some do scar, you know, and hide out because of COVID. But if once the COVID wave starts to go down and work's like, really, you have COVID again? Show me your test. You know, then they, you know, I do believe there's a lot of people that are having it that aren't necessarily getting tested. So vaccines are starting to be passed out. The Jynneos vaccine. More doses are getting ordered. More doses coming in. Total of 5 million vaccines have been ordered so far. So, you know, many of my gay friends have asked, should they get it? And I think, you know, if they haven't got the smallpox vaccine as kids, and a lot of us didn't after the early 70s, then yes, I would probably suggest definitely. Now, they say Maine, Montana, Vermont, and Wyoming have not had a single infection yet. But we also don't know if they're already in the process of vaccinating and what's going on there. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while President Biden told everybody to pay their workers more when we were having the labor shortage, and employers are like, how do you do this? How do you pay them more, plus pay maternity leave and pay paternity leave and give them additional weeks off and give them off Fridays, only pay them for 40 hours but only have them work 32 hours? How do we do all this? Well, the big companies can do it because the big companies have money. Well, it looks like the big companies, The big companies are feeling the pinch. When Elon Musk a couple weeks ago said, look, we're not tolerating working from home. If you can't come on site and work, you don't work here. Now, Mark Zuckerberg apparently was, quote, visibly frustrated when he was asked by one of his Facebook Chicago-based employees about vacation days. This is interesting. 38-year-old Mark Zuckerberg was asked the question about extra days off, which was introduced during the coronavirus pandemic. This was asked by a Chicago-based employee during a company-wide forum on June 30th. Zuckerberg, couldn't really hide his annoyance with that. He also told his staff that there are a bunch of people at his company who shouldn't be here. And part of his plan to amp up the expectations on Meta is so people can realize this place isn't for you. Facebook employee Gary asked whether the extra days off introduced during the pandemic would continue in 2023. Zuckerberg responded, all right. Given my tone in the rest of the Q&A, you can probably imagine what my reaction to this is. And I guess the footage, I haven't seen the footage, but I'm reading about it, shows that I think employers are getting a little bit tired of what do I get, what do I get, what am I going to get, what am I going to get? And it's because that has been the conversation. Now, in order to attract employees, you had to give them all sorts of goodies. In fact, when I look at jobs, there's jobs that are always recruiting. And they come my way, and they're like, you know, we need a professor, we need this, this is what we're going to offer. And they just, I mean, they list the list of the benefits. And I mean, some of them are, you know, comfortable office space. Does that mean you have your own office? I mean, they'll add extra lines to make it look like there's a slew of benefits because they want to attract people. Well, now people are spoiled. Like, okay, so do we get all this? No, you might actually have to share an office. No, you're probably not going to be able to work from home. I don't think we're going to be flexible. We need somebody to be there for the customers. And also the additional time off. You know, remember, everybody got the headlines. It was all about the headlines early on with, look, guys, we're paying our employees more. We're paying college. We're giving them college. We are giving them extra days off. Look at us. And they got the headlines. Well, now people are like, well, do we still get all that? So Facebook, we're being told, is going to can about 10% of their staff. According to MSN, that they are looking at, especially Meta, Meta employees are bracing for job cuts, facing new performance requirements in a tougher market. Meta employees, known as Facebook, previous Facebook, believe the company is going to now cut about 10%. In an internal memo earlier this year, HR Chief Lori Goller suggested cutting employees who can't meet expectations as the company begins to operate with increased intensity. Some employees said the looming layoffs feel like a witch hunt as the company looks to weed out low performers. It hasn't started yet, but it's coming. You know, I mean, we knew this would happen because employers can only do so much. You could only shower employees with so much money. Once you see, I mean, we gave everybody raises. We paid every meeting. We incentivized people more. Wow. It wasn't just a 5% or 10%. Our labor costs skyrocketed. And we'll make it work, but man, it's hard. It is. I mean, if you hadn't felt the pinch before, you're feeling it now. So for those of you that aren't as productive, you might want to think about getting productive fast, or you might lose your job. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.